Good morning. It's 7:57 a.m. on Thursday, June the 10th, 2021. It's late. it's not quite 8 o'clock, but it's clearly too late to be taking this walk. Shade feels good. Shade is good. Shade is very good. Sun? Jesus. The ambient is around 70, 72, which you would think would be just fine. Until you step into this, under the broiler here. Big solar broiler in the sky. It's a little bit shocking. I'm sure it has something to do with the elevation. There's a lot less atmosphere above me here than there is at, even down at 1,000 feet. And compared to sea level, there's really not a lot above me in terms of atmosphere to diffuse the heat, as it were. So the shade is cooler, the sun is hotter, I think. I don't know if it really is or if it's just my perception being skewed by what I sort of expect. A kind of placebo. I think it's going to be hotter, so it is hotter. Even though if I were to take some sort of measurement, it might not be. I don't know much of anything anymore. So yesterday got away from me. And today almost got away. When I got up at 5:30, it was already 70 degrees. And while the ambient temperature, 68, the ambient temperature went up a couple of degrees between 5:30 and 6:30. No, 5:30 and 7:30. It's going to be a hot day. It's going to be in the high 90s here today. And before I knew it, it was already 7. And then before I got my boots on, it was 7:30. So the day is just like, where is it going? Where is it going? I'm staggering all over the sidewalk here. Yesterday morning got away from me. I failed to take advantage of a couple of things that happened early in the day. And because of that, everything sort of cascaded into too late, real fast. I had to make a grocery run. I did the grocery run early to get ahead of the crowd, but then I had to get the van inspected, which took a little bit longer than it should have. By the time I got all of that stuff sorted out, it was 10:30. It was upper 80s already. I was in the upper 80s already. If I'd gone walking at 6 o'clock or 6:30, it would have been fine. But I didn't. That's something I need to get better at. Doing the walk at 6:30. problem with 6:30 is that I'm only barely awake. And I don't know, my brain is kind of having a little bit of difficulty with it. Stuff. In writing news, yes, maybe today I will write the last line in this monster file. Maybe today will be the day. It's very close. I thought I was going to get it yesterday, but it feels like I need to do just a little bit more to tie a nice bow at the end of this. And I appreciate that what's going to happen when I get to this book, this part of the story, a few weeks from now, in second draft, that I'm pretty sure that ending will change. But I need to have a bit of closure for my own mental health for that to be true. I can, you know, I'll change it in a second draft. I'll change it in third draft. I'll change it later. But I need to have both ends of it nailed down so that I can deal with what happens in between. So if I can get 2,000 words out of the ending today and end it today, then I can start The Wizard's Cat tomorrow, and that would be cool. That would be very cool. I'm in this big stand of pines here, evergreens, this big fence to the east, this really tall spruces and pines, deep shade. Oh, it's lovely. I'm gonna be stepping out into the broiler again here pretty soon. So I'm trying to, you know, slightly like get as much of this cool air on me as I can. It's ridiculous, I know, but beautiful. There's a lot of clouds up there. Off to the northwest is a lot of clouds. Southeast, not so many. Most of it's really high. Few cirrostratuses off to the south, southeast. A couple couple of long mare's tails up there. There's still a little shade here. Okay. I'm early enough to have a little bit of shade. And some of the cloud cover is going to give me even a little bit more. Okay, excellent. They're really doing a good job on the plantings here. It's really quite... I'm walking by the assisted living place. And there, where all of the prairie dogs still live, they've done a good job setting up some plantings. Get ready, sit with me. One post. Morning. Guy has an unusual way of walking. He's really centered, he's really leaning back into it. Kind of slouching along. Older guy, white beard. He's cut into the classic mustache and goatee configuration. He's got somebody waiting for the bus here? Summer school? Must be. Graduation was like last weekend, so yeah, this must be summer school already. With a ball cap jogging. Seen her a couple days now. School bus, okay. Yeah, if I can see the school bus, I'm too late. So, what am I reading? I'm still reading Bob and Nikki. Bob and Nikki's Sausage Repair. I can't remember if I'm into book. I think I'm into book five. They're pretty short books. They're longer than a novella, but they're really short novels. And The challenge with running a long series, as I know from firsthand experience, is that you keep trying to find new stories to tell. You keep trying to change it up so that there are new challenges, different challenges. And I have to say, Jerry Boyd is doing a really good job at it. I got to the end of book, whatever it was, last night. I just said, yes, give me the next one. Give me my next fix. How are they going to, what fun will they have? What problems will they face? They're due for a tragedy, but the thing I like a lot about them is that they don't follow the formula. They don't follow They're not slavishly following the Save the Cat three-act structure. Rising action. Dark night of the soul. All of that. No. They're much more... I've heard these kinds of stories described as, and then that happened. A long journey of meeting people. And I have to say, I'm guilty. To a certain extent. And I think the difficulty comes in understanding a much better level. Something I tried to explain to the people who were running the Colorado Gold novel writing contest, that a lot of the books that I read, that I judged, and I judged for like 3 or 4 years, a lot of the books that I judged as being really good, because they told a story that was engaging, interesting, and against the established formula. And the other judges, who are largely traditionally published, would mark them down for exactly the same reason. Great characters, good prose, but not following a traditional storyline. And it was particularly obvious whenever I had a book that was really well done and really not a traditional storyline. And I tried to explain it to them, that there are other story structures than the Western three-act. And what it boils down to, and I came... The best I could do to describe it is that it depends on who you need to write for. There are readers who are really, I'm going to say, snobby. If it doesn't conform to what they think the book should be, then they don't like it. I can accept that. the agents and editors need to have a particular kind of product, because they're not selling to readers. They're selling to bookstores. And bookstores need a particular kind of product, because they want to cater to the people who are snobby, because the people who are snobby were the ones who bought the books last time. So they want something new that looks just like what it sold last quarter. Which means they want something that follows the pattern, that contributes to the ideal. When people like me, I just have to write a book that readers like. I only need to sell it to the people who want to read it. And that means I'm free to tell stories that, you know, I just can't sell to Tor or Random House or Macmillan. And that's not a bad thing. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll get out before 7:30.